SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Just months after hosting the FIFA Women's World Cup, Australia will host another international football tournament. The Para-Asian Cup will come to Melbourne, with the men's and women's tournaments to be played side by side. Sarah Walsh is the head of women's football at Football Australia.
I think it's just not enough to have national teams that are playing within the windows that are provided through the international body. Hosting major events is something we're very serious about here in Australia. We're actually in the process of also bidding for the next Women's Asian Cup.
The Federal Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Bill Shorten, has welcomed the announcement. He says football brings people together and fosters inclusion.
But for me, it's also an exciting time for those amongst the 4.4 million Australians who self-report as having a disability who want and aspire to play sport.
The Pararoos and Paramatildas are Australia's national teams for footballers with cerebral palsy, acquired brain injury or symptoms of stroke. Cosimo Cirillo has been a Pararoos since 2015.
Yeah, very exciting. The boys are buzzing and so is the Paramatildas. I think the Socceroos and Matildas have had great success in their recent tournaments and we hope that the fans can come and watch us and hopefully we can win the Asian Cup too.
He plays as a defender and sometimes even as goalkeeper.
Goalkeeping's a bit of a rare species and if I need to chuck my hand in, I will. I'll do anything for the team and to be a goalkeeper, I'll pull my hand up and do it.
The Paramatildas were only formed last year, competing in May's Para World Cup in Spain. Forward Nicole Christodoulou suffered two strokes at the age of 21 that paralysed the left side of her body.
I couldn't walk, I couldn't sit up straight, couldn't feed myself, look after myself in general. I needed my mother to help me brush my teeth, feed me and do everything for me. But I spent 10 weeks in the hospital learning to retrain my brain to do things I once did naturally again.
Becoming a Paramatilda has given her an opportunity she thought was lost.
My dream then, 9 years ago, was just to play one more game. And now to be at the highest level I can possibly play is surreal. Like, I've been a Paramatilda for a year and I'm still pinching myself. So I'm very honoured and I feel very thankful to be here.
The Para-Asian Cup will be held at La Trobe University in Melbourne. The exact number of nations participating is yet to be confirmed. The women's side will go in as the number one ranked team. Cosimo Cirillo says the men's side is also full of confidence.
Iran team is number 3 in the world and we're the second best ranked as well in this tournament. I think we'll do very well and we'll try and push the Asian teams to the edge and try and get the win.
The tournament kicks off on October 31. Sean Wales, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.